LA County denies all allegations in sheriff's deputy gang lawsuit. Lawyers representing Los Angeles County are now seeking to dismiss all claims in a lawsuit filed 3.5 years ago by 8 sheriff's deputies alleging they were coerced into quitting by their colleagues. The undisputed facts show no adverse employment action, no discrimination, no severe or pervasive harassment, no retaliation, no outrageous conduct, no severe emotional distress, no violent threats, no duty of care, no assault or battery in the course of employment, and no deprivation of rights, county attorneys argue in court papers filed February 17 with Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Yolanda Orozco, who is scheduled to hear the county's motion March 6. The plaintiffs, who are seeking an unspecified amount of damages, are deputies Art Hernandez, Alfred Gonzalez, Benjamin Zaradini, David Casas, Luis Granados, Mario Contreras, Oscar Escobedo, and Ariella Lemus. The lawsuit, originally filed in 2019, named as defendants Los Angeles County and former deputies Rafael, Rene, Munoz, Gregory Rodriguez, David Silverio, and Michael Hernandez. According to the county attorney's court papers, the county put the defendants on administrative leave and investigated the incident and their involvement. The suit alleges fellow deputies were a part of the so-called Banditos gang and sucker-punched Hernandez, who fell unconscious as they proceeded to kick him during a September 2018 training session at Kennedy Hall, an event venue in East Los Angeles. The attackers allegedly grabbed Escobedo and choked him unconscious, according to the plaintiff's court papers. County attorneys disputed this, saying in court papers the county is not responsible for any of these allegations at Kennedy Hall, as everyone involved was at the training voluntarily, and it was therefore outside the scope of their employment with the department. None of the attendees were on duty, and it took place at a site not owned or operated by the county lawyer's court papers read. The plaintiffs also allege they were forced to work unpaid overtime, denied promotions, as well as sent hostile messages. But county attorneys said in their court papers the plaintiffs have no evidence for these allegations. City News Service contributed to this report.